Welcome back to Backbone Radio. Kathleen, do you live in Mike Kaufman's district?
I certainly do.
You know, I have to say, and not just because he's standing in the next room, I think he can't hear me anyway, but I'm really impressed with the guy.
I am too. Every time I hear him, and I am so thrilled that I worked on his campaign, and I had his yard sign, and I walked the district for him, and good friends of mine are work for his campaign, so it's just really wonderful to have such a good congressman.
I mean, when we're sitting here talking in between the breaks, he's really... He's on top of the details.
Yeah.
He's on top of protecting taxpayer money.
And his wife is not so bad either.
I'm really impressed with the guy, I have to say.
Yeah.
Anyway,
He's a real person.
I do not live in the 6th Congressional District.
I know, you don't.
But we had my congressman on last week, Jared Polis. Nice guy.
But a different
despite perspective. Being a liberal Democrat.
Yeah. Okay. That's
anyway,
right.
You know what? We started it before Congressman Kaufman showed up. We started talking about the movie Tron that
yes.
you saw. Let's just do a minute or two on that.
Okay.
You know, I must be one of the only people of my age who didn't see the original movie.
No way.
Don't know how that's possible because I am, a science geek, but I never saw the original Tron.
I must have seen it 10 times when I was a kid.
So I'm feeling like I need to go buy the DVD and see it and then go see the new movie.
Get it on Netflix.
Yeah, right. So what was your take on the new version?
Well, the new version was good, although, again, I would not recommend seeing it in 3D. It was just... It was hokey. I mean, really, you know, it's all about the, it ended. You remember the movie Blade Runner?
Of course.
Okay.
What a great one.
It ended with this animatronic whatever lady getting out of the grid with what's his name? Larry Flynn's daughter. Larry, is that his name? I don't remember. Flynn's son. Flynn's son. And so it reminded me of, oh no, have we just now started Blade Runner? I don't know. But anyway, it was still very good. It had lots of action packed. My son loved it because it was visually very appealing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And Joshua, you went to the movies as well, didn't you?
Yes, engaging in the time-honored Jewish tradition of going to the movies on Christmas.
Chinese food.
Yeah, we went to go see the new True Grit.
Yes, I'm going to have to see
that
this
week.
That
is a good film.
Yeah.
I love the Coen brothers.
It's a little more subtle than the original, the John Wayne one, which was, a John Wayne film.
Right.
And this one is really much less a vehicle for Jeff Bridges, although he clearly is one of the central characters in it. And he's a much more believable Rooster Cogburn in some ways than Wayne was. When he's not drinking, he's all business.
I heard an interview with him the other day, Jeff Bridges, and he said, you know, it's very strange going from this electronic world to playing Rooster Cogburn within a couple of months of each other and having them release within 2 weeks of each other. It's pretty amazing to see him.
I didn't realize he was in both.
He's in both.
Yeah, in a moment of my own shameless self-promotion here, I'm going to have a brief review up on the View from a Height blog. Talking a little bit about the two. But he's really... come as an actor,
yeah.
come into his own in the last couple of years with the Crazy Heart last year, and then True Grit this year.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, they're talking Oscar nominations, not for Tron, I can't tell you that, but perhaps for True Grit.
All right. Well, so now you've got our movie update. You've heard about three movies on one edition of Backbone Radio,
it's amazing.
And it sounds like they're all worth seeing.
Yeah, you know, especially since there's not a whole lot to do other than shopping, I guess, this time of year. And although the weather has been so unbelievably amazing, walking the dog is top priority these days.
You know, we were all out at my house in shorts and t-shirts today, which is, I mean, we live at 8,300 feet. It's remarkable. It was, actually, I think it was warmer up there than down here. We had one of those inversions. What an amazing day it was. Got out and split some logs to do some
prepare.
For some firewood.
to prepare for something.
Yeah.
Maybe you could ship them off to the south. I heard they had a white Christmas in parts of Tennessee and
North Carolina, where my sister lives, thinking she had gotten away from it all.
Yeah.
You know, so 2010, I suppose, like every other year, had a lot of people die. It seemed to me that a lot of famous people died in 2010. Maybe it was just because I was doing homework for the show and hadn't paid so much attention in other years to how many famous people died. But I made a little list and just want to go through some of these names, and maybe we, you know, if you've got any quick thoughts about any of them, just, you know, how you thought of them when they were around. And these are in no particular order, although I grouped them a little bit by category. So first was TV, and these are not in the order necessarily in which they died during the year, but Gary Coleman.
Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten about Gary Coleman.
What a troubled little guy he had, you know, was in the
crazy life. Yeah.
Past many years. Very, very odd dude. I know, Joshua, you were a huge Gary Coleman fan, right? As I recall, you have a poster up in your house, I think.
You know, in college, I couldn't miss the reruns of the Different Strokes. I couldn't. It was must-see TV every night for everyone.
What you talking about, Willis? Who else? Tom Bosley,
He
played the father in Happy Days. And, you know, I always remember, I'm going to actually ask both of you, do you guys remember the name of Richie's parents, their characters, not the actors, but the character's parents' name?
Marion?
Yes.
Was his mother.
And the mother was Marion, and the father, played by Tom Bosley, was... Anybody got it? The answer is Howard.
Howard.
And the reason I remember
I got the wife's name.
The reason I remember that is because those are my parents' names. I never forgot that.
Well, we would have called you Ralph the Mouth anyway.
You got a new nickname now.
Oh, no.
Ross the Mouth.
So Tom Bosley was 83. Barbara Billingsley, who played June Cleaver on Leave It to Beaver, she was 94.
Yep, I heard that she was really old.
Fess Parker, who played Davy Crockett and then starred in the Daniel Boone TV series in the second half of the 1960s. He died. He had a family winery, Fess Parker Winery. Let's see, movies. Blake Edwards died. Tony Curtis died. Dennis Hopper died at the age of 74. What a character he was. Not too popular in Hollywood among other actors mostly, but real famous for Easy Rider and Blue Velvet and Rebel Without a Cause and had a part in Apocalypse Now. You know, that was interesting. And actually, there's a couple more in the movies, but I'm actually going to come back to that in the next break. In politics, one ex-senator, Robert Byrd, died at the age of 92 and still probably will still get other things named after him. He probably has 80,000 things named after him in the state of West Virginia right now. And Senator Ted Stevens, who had lost his reelection, died in a plane crash in Alaska at the age of 86. And who else died in a plane crash? Polish President Lech Kaczynski died in a plane crash, as did his wife and a whole bunch of other people. That was an interesting situation. He was president and at the same time that his twin brother was prime minister a few years ago. I think his twin brother somehow lost and this guy was president with someone else's prime minister. But that was pretty horrible. They were flying to Russia to a memorial ceremony for Poles who had been massacred in Russia.
Yeah, the Katyn massacre, and it was both him and like 2/3 of his cabinet, some level of senior military as well, leading many of us to conclude. And I am still what gets buried is the Russian lack of cooperation during the latter stages of the investigation of this crash. I am still not persuaded there wasn't foul play on the part of the Russians in this.
Oh.
Seriously?
I am absolutely serious. I really believe that the Russians' insistence that they all be on the same plane, the fact that you know, initially the investigation goes smoothly and then, you know, sort of long enough for people to fade back to page C-36 that maybe not so much. I think there was a message being sent there.
Wow.
Okay.
I wouldn't put anything past the Russians.
Not at this point.
But I don't know how much I'd bet on that one. I guess what I bet is we'll never know. That's the bet I would make. Richard Holbrooke died. That was just in the past week or so. Former, was he ambassador to the UN? He certainly did a lot in the Middle East and all, you know, negotiations all over the world. And a very substantial guy. He tore his aorta, I believe,
I never did figure out how you would do that. That sounds like a very severe impact on your chest. So I don't know. Maybe he was playing basketball with Obama instead of he got elbowed in the chest instead of in the lip.
What else? Just a couple of weeks ago, Elizabeth Edwards died at the age of 61 after a recurrence of breast cancer. I hope you know, her former husband, former presidential candidate John Edwards, if he had any shred of, I don't know, self-esteem or something, he would go kill himself. I don't know whether whether he will, but Elizabeth Edwards was no doubt his much, much, much better half. What else? As long as we did some of the arts. J.D. Salinger died at the age of 91 earlier this year, and we'll do more right after this break. Stay with us.
Turn back the hands of time. Roll back the sands of time. Bring back our dream divine. Let's live it over again.
Backbone Radio, welcome back. That was Eddie Fisher, was it not, Maestro Joshua Scharf? Eddie Fisher died this past year. He died at the age of 82 in September. What else in music? Lena Horne died at the age of 92. How many of you in this room have heard of Ronnie James Dio? Either of you ever heard of Ronnie James Dio? I would be slightly surprised, given that. So this afternoon, when I emailed Joshua and said, could you please line up an Eddie Fisher song for the show, and Joshua emailed back, well, which song would you like? And my response to Joshua was, as if I could name one. So given that apparently Joshua has a full library of Eddie Fisher in his house or in his brain, it is not surprising that he does not know who Ronnie James Dio is, a heavy metal musician who replaced Ozzy Osbourne in Black Sabbath.
Knew that right
when,
up there.
When Ozzy Osbourne left Black Sabbath, yeah. Ronnie James Dio was 67. Doug Feiger, the lead... Say that again.
Doug, he knew that.
Doug Feiger, the lead singer of The Knack, died. He was 57. The Knack... Sure, go for it. As long as... let's hear some Knack. You know, that song, My Sharona,
yes.
You know, one of the most iconic rock songs from a band that was... almost a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, I was
going
to say one-hit wonder.
Pretty close. And this song came out, I don't remember the year, I want to say 1979 or so. And I was born in 65. So it was just when I was really getting into rock music, you know, it was one of my first albums. Yeah, so it came out in 1979. It reached number one on the Billboard Top 100 in 1979. And yeah, love it. And actually, that band, The Knack, had a few albums and actually had a few good songs. But this just reminds me so much of junior high school and my childhood in Southern California. Just love it. Absolutely love it. Anyway, thank you for that, Maestro Scharf. Who else died? Robert Parker, who wrote the Spencer Detective Series books. He died at the age of 77. Dick Francis, who was a jockey and also an author of, I believe, mystery novels. He was a British author. Eric Siegel, who wrote Love Story. Here's a question for you. You guys remember Ferris Bueller's Day Off, of course.
Yes.
What was what was the name of the Sausage King in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
I cannot remember that.
Abe Froman, the Sausage King. Do you remember Abe Froman, the Sausage King? Anyway, earlier this year, the real Sausage King, Jimmy Dean,
yes,
who is a real guy, not James Dean, the actor, the real Sausage King, Jimmy Dean, died at the age of 81. And also
probably have a heart attack, but we don't know that.
You know what? During the break, I'm going to find out. And maybe Joshua can look that up for us if Jimmy Dean died of a heart attack.
He actually had two careers, because of course he had the sausage career, but he also had a singing career.
Yeah,
that's right.
If you remember, when we had John Suthers on the show, and someone was accusing him, his opponent was accusing him of, I don't know, going mano a mano with a supporter or something like that. We played Big Bad John, which was one of Jimmy Dean's songs.
All right, there you go.
Excellent. And the Taco Bell founder, whose name is Glenn Bell, died at the age of 86.
Now,
maybe we should see.
That made me very sad. I love Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell, too. And maybe we should find out if he died of a heart attack. Oh, you know what? I want to do my trivia question for the week. And the first person to call in with the correct answer to this trivia question, I will send that person at my own expense a copy of Bastiat's The Law. I've bought a small handful of these books to give out for these trivia questions, so I will mail you one if you are the first person to call in with the correct answer to this question. So, my second favorite comedy movie of all time, which you need to name as part of the trivia question here, actually had at least three people from its cast die in the past year. One of them we mentioned earlier the show. But I want to talk about two men who were in this movie and who died in this past year. So the trivia question will be, my second favorite comedy movie of all time, two of the leading actors in the movie died in this past year. Who were the two actors? They one died at the age of 84, one died at the age of 83. They both had long television careers. Our phone number here, 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Who are two of the leading actors in my second favorite comedy movie of all time? They both died in this past year. Again, 303-696-1971. First person with the correct answer gets a copy of Bastiat's The Law.
The question might be, what is your first favorite movie?
My first favorite comedy movie of all time is Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh, I should have known. I did know that. Is that part of the Christmas theme, the Holy Grail? No, I don't know.
Did you know that John Andrews has never seen a Monty Python movie?
I did not know that.
So I actually mailed him one, and we'll see if he watches it.
I'm probably going to be spending New Year's Eve with the Andrews. Maybe I should have them watch that.
Yeah, well, I mailed him Life of Brian.
Oh,
so
that's a bad one.
It's not bad. Follow the shoe. No, follow the gourd. So again, 303-696-1971, the first person to get the correct answer to two male actors from my second favorite comedy movie of all time. Who are the actors and what was the movie? They both died in this past year. Who else died? You know, a bunch of people in sports died. Don Meredith, former Dallas Cowboys quarterback and extremely colorful football commentator, worked with Howard Cosell on ABC News. Sparky Anderson died. He was the first manager to win World Series in both the National League and the American League. He did it with the Cincinnati Reds and the Detroit Tigers. And he's also the only manager ever to have led two different teams in wins. So Sparky Anderson died. George Steinbrenner died at the age of 80. And one thing that's sort of a little odd, Sparky Anderson, a fixture with the Detroit Tigers, and obviously George Steinbrenner, the iconic owner of the New York Yankees, the longtime broadcasters, radio broadcasters for both the Tigers and the Yankees also died in this past year. That was a bit of a strange and sad coincidence, I suppose. George Blanda, the Oakland Raiders quarterback from long ago, died at the age of 83. And Merlin Olsen, NFL Hall of Famer and TV actor, also died. And that's most of my list here. Oh, you know who died? Alexander Anderson, who created the Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoons.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Those were, I loved those when I was, you know, when I was a kid, you know, my parents were in the Navy. We lived on Guam. We had two television stations. And Rocky and Bullwinkle is one of the few things that was on all the time that I really loved. And that show meant a lot to me.
Must explain your weird sense of humor.
I guess so. So nobody's got the answer yet. Keep trying through this break. What two actors who had long television careers before being in my second favorite comedy movie of all time, which is probably 20 years old now, died in this past year? Stay with us right here on Backbone Radio and give us a call at 303-696-1971 if you know the answer. Stay with us.